Good morning, everybody. First of all, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Show it to the microphone, buddy.
Good start. Yeah, you might not need the microphone at the front, but that'll up. You've got it. Thank you for coming. I hope the session this morning was good, and you're in the right mindset, because that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. I want to thank Alice and Toronto Tourism for sponsoring me. It's very good of you. I appreciate that. What shall I say? Go to Toronto. That will do. I want to introduce who I am, because the context of this session is very, very important. If you know me, you might know me through IMEX. I'm Director of Business Development for the IMEX Group. We have a show in Frankfurt and recently announced in Las Vegas. So if I'm a familiar face, that's probably what it's for. What you may not know is that role's part-time, and I actually have my own business as a behavioural consultant and a professional speaker. I'm curious, everybody, how we behave and how we perform and how we perform at our best. My background is as a sportsman, an athlete, semi-professional footballer, interested in mentally and physically how I did best, how I could produce more, be better on a football field, be better climbing mountains, Everest, Kilimanjaro, testing myself, getting freezing cold, mentally struggling with 20,000 feet, where the air, oxygen, is half what we have in this room today. And I began to do these things around the world. I started cycling. I went around Europe, 5,500 kilometres. I never cycled in 11 years. And that taught me about how I perform better. So what? Big deal. It was a good adventure. But I started thinking, everybody, what did I learn on Everest, on Kilimanjaro, cycling around Europe, that could be useful in our industry? Meetings Mindset is about me sharing some of the challenges, mentally and physically, and bringing them into the corporate world, and asking you how you can get more from this Congress. It's not about me, it's about you. And it's very, very exciting for me to be at this Congress, because in 2007, in Copenhagen, it was PECE still then, wasn't it? Before its name changed. Because the story of Meetings Mindset starts in the opening session in 2007. I was sitting there in Copenhagen. Who was there? A few. I was sitting there, just as you have done in this morning's session, and something ridiculous happened. This is a true story. I was sitting there, and Bruce McMillan was about to speak. And I'd been travelling 80 flights the past 8 or 9 months. I hadn't planned. I honestly, for 10 seconds, didn't know where I was. I thought, which association is this? Where am I? Which country am I in? And then I began to think, hold on, IMEX have invested so much money into me being there. This is ridiculous, especially at a time where meetings and events are supposed to be proving themselves as an even more effective business tool. If I, as a delegate, if delegates around me are not prepared for this Congress in Copenhagen, really, is it going to be an effective experience? And that's the seed for Meetings Mindset. So I hope you can understand, because you've been in that position. I was in the opening ceremony in 2007, and that's what happened to me in Copenhagen. So I began to think, it's taken me a while to get this project together, mainly because of the bike ride. But when I was on Everest or Kili or on the bike ride, I knew three things impacted my performance. How I felt, what I thought, made me act. If I rode well, if I had a good day and covered 200 kilometres, I was thinking positive things, which was making me feel great. Similarly, if I did have a good day climbing or a good day riding, I'd then think positively and feel good. I began to look at this trilogy of emotions along with behaviour. And I thought, well, actually, this is the same for meetings. Your emotional state affects the way you perform. And we see this more and more with behavioural psychology coming into our industry. If you feel brilliant now, you're going to perform well. If you're thinking positive thoughts, if you're prepared mentally, it's going to affect your behaviour and your thoughts as well. And I began to develop this Meetings Mindset tool. So that's what I've put it under the heading of, meetings mindset, getting into the right frame of mind, inspired delegate performance. Now it's coming together, it's a 7-step program, and today I'm going to take you through each step and have some fun. It's not very serious, it's a relaxed presentation. So argue, shout, throw things at me, do what you want, it's fine. What it is also is interesting for me to get your feedback. These are my ideas. They may not resonate with you, or they may do. So your feedback at the end is very interesting to me. So what can I share? Well, the colours are on purpose. They're very bright, and yellow doesn't always work, but I had to use yellow. I've taken 7 main areas. So as we go through, this is what we're focusing on. Red relates to red here, green to green here, and orange to orange, and so on. What it's going through is the chronological process of getting into the meeting's mindset. I'm going to start off here, work clockwise round, go into the meeting's athlete. Physically, how do you feel? Getting prepared physically, what you eat. Reboot your brain, the emotional side, how your emotions affect how you perform here. The tools for the job, at the bottom there, 6 o'clock. The practical skills, what practical skills do you need to actually interact with fellow MPI delegates here? The impression you give, here, that's about your brand, the way you look and the impression that you give. We'll have some fun with that, I promise you. Lights, camera, action is now. You've prepared emotionally, physically, you've set your goals, you've got the practical skills. So what? The yellow one, step number 6, is doing it on site. And then one of the biggest areas is when we go home. Who's gone home with 3 centimetres, 10 centimetres of business cards? And they've sat there. They're still there a week later. We haven't struck when the iron's hot. Those relationships are warm. We've had that great interaction. And we haven't perhaps followed up. So it's a 7-step process. So let's go on a journey around this with me and tell me what you think. I want to get you curious. And I want to make this experience at EMEC here in Malaga your best ever. It's practical, so we get some practical tips as well, but it's about getting you curious and interested in your own performance. If I can do that, then I've done what I want. But actually, over to you. Who's thought what they want from this conference? On Everest, on Kili, on the bike ride, we had a route. We knew where we were going to go. We had to have a plan. And I'm not assuming this, but many people who I share this idea with say the same thing. They have not prepared for meetings like this. They turn up. I was in Meet Different last week in Mexico. I was one of the people, I'm afraid, on the beach on Saturday morning, looking through. Oh, interesting, that's a good speaker. Oh, that's not bad. Hence the tan a little bit. There were many of us pretending to work and saying, well, I can sunbathe if I look at the program. That's allowed. That's all right. Should I have prepared? Could I have read the books that the speakers, who I knew were going to be there if I'd looked a couple of months before, to interact better? How could I have prepared? So what did I want is the first segment of this program. It's over to you. Even now, it's Monday morning, I've been given this session specifically in the morning so we can start thinking about this. There's 2 days left. Why have you come here? Why have you come here? Shout out. What's some specific reasons that you can think of? These are the main ones that I get told. And this is why I've titled it Sell, Network, Learn. When I ask this question in different sessions, I generally get these 3 answers. Which means what? Well, I think meeting others is synonymous with all, as in building rapport, create relationships, and interaction. You can do any of the others. I've seen some people kissing, making friends, debating, brainstorming, knowledge, testing, creating energy, closing a deal. These are the 3 areas that I generally get feedback from. Any others? Why are you here? When did you register? Who registered over 6 weeks ago? Okay. I don't want to pick on anybody because I am doing this kind of session because I'm the worst practitioner. Who's thought about why they're coming? Okay, good. And give us some answers. Why?
Getting energized.
Thank you.
Reconnect with industry contacts.
Thank you, Sue. Reconnect with industry contacts.
Just take time to reflect.
Gregory, thank you. Time to reflect.
Developing partnerships.
Partnerships. There's no right or wrong answer. I'm just challenging you to when we register for a conference, think about why we're going. And then get, well, specific in a minute, but I find these questions are quite useful. Who, why, where, when, how. Why am I going? They're the goals. They're not right or wrong, although they could be more specific, which we'll come on to. Who will be there? When is it going to be? Because then you know how long you've got to prepare. I think that's very important. If you've got a week to prepare, you can only do so much. If you've got 2 months, you've got more. Where will it be geographically? Have I got any other clients that I could actually meet as well? I was speaking to Alice before. She's over here from Canada. She's gone to Zurich to see clients in Europe. Of course, that's a good idea. Which staff am I going with? Massive. You may not be going by yourself. If your team are going, what about their motivation, the leadership that you give them? How are you going to manage them? Because they are a massive asset to the company as well. And how will I know if I've been successful? We're not going to go through them. They're just challenges and ideas. But specifically, you can go into other ideas and be more specific on the content. We had some ideas then. But how many business cards do you want? I'm very goal-led. I'm going to get this many, if that's my aim. How many leads will I create? Which areas will I get the new learning in? Okay, I'm going to learn something new, or best practice. So what? Which areas will be useful? Which areas of my business do I want to make stronger from this kind of congress? So that's the kind of comparison I could give you in the corporate world, in the meetings world, to things that I've experienced on my adventures. We always wrote them down. I believe if it's not written down, it's not real. Writing it down, you can see it, it becomes real. It's not just a figment of your imagination. For me, maybe not for you, but writing it down makes it clear. Gives you something to take to the conference with you and compare how you're doing. This, I realise, is quite a negative frame. A meeting mountain. Oh, I've got to get up it. But you know what? I met a HR director of a major pharmaceutical company on the plane over to Meet Different. And I talked to him about this. And he said, John, I've got to be honest. When we go to conferences and send our staff there, our major perception is how we can make it the littlest waste of time. We don't see it. We see it as we send the junior staff. It gives them a bit of incentive. We send them off around the world. And we just... So, you know, we don't even follow up with them what they learn. They all go to the same sessions, rather than five of them going to each individual sessions and then sharing knowledge afterwards. He needed a strategy. How am I going to get through this conference? How am I going to make it work for me? Get to the top. Who downloaded the delegate list? Well done. I didn't. Sorry. Who reviewed the educational sessions, the network opportunities? Who wanted to meet specific people? I wanted to meet Sue, who's here today. I met her last night, and I'm going to have a chat with her. That was one of my goals from coming here. The social media was less available on this Congress than Meet Different, but still it's there. Yesterday, the keynote, second keynote, said, so much of the meeting experience is going to be beforehand. And I went up. I went, wow. Yes. Our personal mindset, our personal performance can be done before we start. You might have strengths and weaknesses you can consider. You're very good one-to-one, but you're not very good in groups. Well, arrange your sessions quietly, away with people. Maybe you're not very good in the morning. Well, don't make your appointment at 9 o'clock then. Think about your performance, constantly thinking about your strengths and weaknesses. And I mentioned the staff earlier on. You have to motivate, lead, communicate, and create teamwork. Other considerations. Just a few ideas from step one. What about the meetings athlete? What about the idea that we can physically train? I think we can. Let's go through some of the physical and dietary areas just quickly and have some fun with that. It puts people off sometimes when you say meeting athlete because they're going to say, John, I am not going for a 5 kilometre run in the morning. There's no way I'm doing that. Fine, I probably couldn't do that either. We're not talking about mad, huge sessions. We're talking about having an understanding that the way you feel, how you treat your body, affects your mind. And as we know, the way your mindset is affects the way you behave. Let's look at some of the benefits of actually doing some exercise. Could we do with increased self-esteem? Maybe, maybe not. But having some self-esteem would be very useful in a meetings environment. Increased mental focus, yes. Not having a heart attack, I think it has its advantages. Stress levels. There are many speakers making a living out of getting us less stressed. We know that exercise does that. Being fitter, getting a natural high from the benefits of exercise. Mood, looking and feeling good. Absolutely. Want some more? Okay. There are hundreds. There are 10 pages like this. We all know that this is good for us. And I am not preaching. I have a beer as much as anybody. I don't always train hard. But I know, and believe me, in this 2 months I'm travelling all over the world, I'm physically looking after myself and I'm performing better because of it. So what? I'll give you a clue. This is not Didier. The other two could be. We're not talking about getting like this. We are just talking about normal people in a business environment being happy. No, I don't even like that photograph. But just generally getting into an understanding of how our dietary and physical aspects affects how we perform. What about what we eat? What about what we eat? Again, it's not preaching, but we know that different foods help us. Great meeting foods like this. Vitamins, low glycemic index, slow releasing carbohydrates that keep our mood. What would we be like in here if it was a 2 o'clock session? Would you all be here? I don't know. That's why I said 10 o'clock or I'm not speaking. You know, these are the kind of slow release, nutrient filled foods that are good for us. But there's also ones that we know are not so good. Why are these not so good? They're not all into the next category, but high glycemic index foods give us a huge sugar rush. Then our pancreas kicks in with insulin. And we go down afterwards. It's this high of having Coca-Cola or sweet foods up and down all the day. It's a huge area, of course, and we're just skimming a tiny percentage of the surface. But this is why diet, as well as physical aspects, are important within to being a meeting athlete. But there are some problems, everybody. A great scientific study I saw said that it was the most researched area of study, how alcohol affects you. Scientists love testing it. Oh, let's have a go. This is great scientific research. Ooh, let's go to the pub. The research they came up with said that there was no proof that alcohol actually helped you be more creative in terms of poetry and music and all those things that alcohol is supposed to help you. But it didn't stop people who did drink a lot thinking that it helped them massively. They were convinced the alcohol was helping. Listen, I told you I'm not preaching. But what is the point of us getting absolutely off our faces till 3 in the morning and then missing the first 3 sessions? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It's a balance, everybody. I'm going to have a drink. I had a drink last night, no problem. But it's a balance. It's just getting understanding about the effects of food. A recent study, well publicised, did say that red wine, tea and chocolate actually improve cognitive performance. Your brains are going to be better because of it. So, at this point, I've got 3 kilos of Cadbury's milk tray to give out. No, I haven't actually. But this is allowed, so let's indulge. Who knows whether it's true? We never know with science. But water, the positive effects of water are undoubted. Undoubted. And if you want proof, take a look at this.
Let's observe the effect of Evian on your body. The hit me to the hip, hip, popping it, don't stop. The rocket to the fairway, baby, set up, choke the boogie to the rhythm of the beady to beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm popping in the beat and meet the blues and the trash. They'll try to move your feet. I am on the mic and I'd like to say hello. Rock together, gotta make your body rock. Yes.
in the interest of impartiality, I should say, any water will do. It doesn't have to be a Vienna. What about your brain? Step three, we're on now. How did my mind affect what I've done, and how can it affect what we do as meeting professionals? The impact of how we think and feel is massive. Why? Because our thoughts sit between the experience we have on the left, me speaking, the speaker earlier on, your environment, when you meet somebody, your impression that you get. That is made by you. You are the complete creator of your experience. And your attitude and mindset and everything to do with the emotions, your attitudes, beliefs, values, meanings, culture, therefore affect your emotions and your behaviour. This is the filter between what happens and how you feel and how you behave. It is crucial. And you are in charge of it. That's a good thing, because you have control. So how can it affect you? What areas are we looking at? Well, let me start, by going back to why we are here. I asked you earlier on, why you are here. But as you may have seen, I have another question for you, which is far more important, which is this one. But there's a presupposition in the previous statement. I was going to ICA conference in Monterey a couple of years ago, and I arrived at the airport and I was speaking to another delegate who was actually here this week, and I said, "How are you? Good to see you." "Oh, I'm well." I said, "Have you got the time, please?" And she looked at her watch and she had two dials on her watch, and the first one she'd set to local time, but she'd come from a place many hours different. And she goes, "Oh, this is my other one." I said, "Why have you got two dials?" "Oh, this one tells me what time it is where I'm home, so I know what my husband and children are up to, so I can work out." Now, I'm not saying it's wrong, but part of this lady's mind was back at home all the time. Now, I'm not saying that we should forget everything. We've got wives, husbands, girlfriends, boyfriends, children, parents to worry about. Absolutely do we need to have concern. We travel a lot, and our families and relationships have to come first. But there's a time for that. And my point is that if you're constantly in a mindset of being elsewhere and not focused now in this room or in Malaga, your performance can fade. I can see you're all here, physically. But how many are still wishing they were on the beach or in the sunshine or in the pub? Or in bed? I don't know. But are you here? That's an emotional question. It's based on your emotions. Are you here? I hope so. Going back to an earlier slide from the first, what do we want? I want to bring that up because if your goals are the sell, network and learn, or anything that we all heard from other people, what emotional state could it be useful to be in? Think about that. You've set your goals. Yes, I'm going for that reason. That's no problem at all. I've eaten well and I'm physically fit. No problem. Great. What mindset do I need to be in? How emotionally should I feel? How do you feel now? Or what would you like to feel, or how are you feeling? What are the best emotions you think of? What mindsets could you be in?
Positive.
Open-minded.
Happy.
Excited. No one said asleep yet, which is good. Look, there's no answers that are right or wrong, but we've got a couple that we said there. I don't know. You tell me. I think this is useful for some people in the industry. Relaxed, yeah. Enthusiastic, responsible, focused, open-minded we had. Joyful, same as happy perhaps. I don't know. But let me tell you, I think, and I'm asking you, not telling you, that these two are particularly of interest. If you are curious about how you are performing every moment, and aware of what's going well and what's not going so well, you can take responsibility. So getting you curious about your performance is what I'm trying to do today, as I said, and asking you to take responsibility. Responsibility. MPI have not created this experience for you to come to Malaga and simply lie back and take it all in. Yesterday, the second gentleman who spoke talked about why conferences have kept the same format basically for so long. Opening session, breakouts like me. Why do we do that? I don't know. But let me tell you, it's not a preset agenda that you just go to, sit back and listen to. You create the experience with the things we talked about. That filter I showed you gives you the experience of this meeting. So understanding that you are creating that the experience, and you're responsible for whether it's a good session or a good experience. Some of us will go back and be asked by our colleagues, how was Malaga? Oh, it was rubbish. If that's the case, then these two fingers should come back, because you have decided that. Similarly, if it's fantastic, my statements, my supposition is that it's because you've prepared and performed at Malaga, in Malaga, because of this kind of preparation. Why are your beliefs important? Why take responsibility for your beliefs? Beliefs are fundamental. I read New Scientist and the Scientific American Mind. It's fantastic magazines that do these little researches into beliefs and behaviour. They're fascinating. I think it was in Denmark, but I might be wrong. But they were looking at the power of beliefs, and they gave a group of Danish people televisions. And they said, this is a new HDTV television, high definition, state of the art. Please compare it with a normal analog television. Every single one of the 50 people said that the new HDTV was clearer, crystal clear, gave fantastic vision, and they definitely would buy it. Every single television was the same in both studies. There was no difference, but they believed it. I was going to a wedding once in northern France, and one of my colleagues from the office was coming. And we were really worried about the weather, because it was a bit of a time of year where it was going to be a bit dodgy. And I phoned her up and said, I think, Nikki, the weather's going to be bad. I've just been on the BBC website. It's going to be 19 degrees and raining. Bugger. Anyway, the phone went. About 10 minutes later, the phone went. Hello? John, it's Nikki. Oh, hi. How you doing? I've got some good news. I've been on CNN website, and it says 24, and it won't be raining, so it's going to be fine. Now, I love that story, because she believed it. It did rain, but never mind. She believed it was going to be better. And she just said, well, BBC, CNN, let's just choose which one to believe. I don't know. Okay, I need some shouting. I need some real shouting, all right? I want you to repeat four words. I.
I.
A bit louder. I want them to hear next door. I.
Look.
Look. Great.
Great.
Naked.
Naked.
If you don't believe... This was a long time ago. No. If you don't believe you look great, naked or otherwise, no one else will. If we feel we're not worth selling, if we're not confident of our abilities or our companies in this environment, you... I want to turn it off. I can't. You're not looking at me. Lots of the men aren't looking at me, which is slightly worrying. I'm going to go back to that one. Gentlemen, I have no alternative for them. Sorry. Never put pictures of naked ladies in a conference. Bad idea. I think we're going to get away with that one. If you don't believe you've got a great product, you come from a great convention centre, your hotel is fantastic, your service is great, your AV service is just the state of the art, no one else will. Believing that you're fantastic is massive. Did I believe I was going to go round Europe on a bike for 3 months, having not ridden for 11 years? Absolutely I did. I didn't know it was possible, but I believed I was going to do it every minute of the day. That is fundamental. Challenging your beliefs in terms of the Reboot Your Brain part of the program is essential. What about your attitudes and perceptions? I know I look a bit old, but next one. Attitude is about half empty, half full. Is it something you're going to look at in a positive mindset or not? We had positive, I think, in terms of attitude before. Absolutely. And will things always go right? Who's been to a meeting where the meeting within a meeting, so at a congress you've met someone, and it hasn't gone very well? Absolutely. Few. Oh, I'm surprised. I've had many people say, people in this industry, people think I'm really confident, John, and I have a positive attitude, but actually I struggle. They don't know it. An attitude is a state of mind, positivity or not. And when things do go wrong, this kind of attitude is important. Say you have a big client that you're meeting. Fundamentally, you came to the meeting. What do you want was to meet this one client. And you met them and it didn't go well. Emotionally, how do you deal with that? Well, you can take some solace or learning from the lady in the UK who at a village fete made a cake. In England we have this silly policy, I think my British friends will understand. The village fete in the summer, there's lots of prizes. Who's grown the biggest marrow? There's a big prize. Who makes the best cake? Well, this year, only 2 years ago, this lady entered a cake. She was very old. She was the first time she entered a cake. It was on the radio a few weeks ago. She entered the cake and she waited as the judges, they come up very formal, like the mayor and the village. Very good. And they judged them and they give them a rating. And this woman, she got third place. Fantastic. She got third place. And they announced the winner. And she was very proud to wear her rosette. There was only one problem. She was the only entrant. No one else had entered. But the judges said, well, it's not as good as last year. We don't think it's that. No, it's only worth third. This woman was the most happy, positive woman you could imagine. I've been thinking of entering this for ages, and I got third place. Fantastic attitude. It's a mindset. The glass is half full. I love that. But what about Charlie Chaplin? Who knows who Charlie Chaplin is? This man entered a Charlie Chaplin lookalike competition, and he didn't win. when he was alive... It was a very funny story. He entered a competition because there was a big competition locally to look like Charlie Chaplin. And I think he came fourth or fifth. He didn't mind. He was very happy. When things go wrong, or not wrong, not as well as you want to, your emotions and how you view things are very, very important. As are your thoughts. And as I was saying a moment ago, these are huge. I'm 38 now, but a few years ago, I actually did go to a nightclub with my girlfriend. We walked in, and as we walked in, she went off to the toilets, and I sat down, got her a drink. She sat down with me, and she was agitated. Men, when you know a lady's agitated, you can just tell. Something wasn't right. Darling, what's wrong with you? The two girls just were looking at me and nudging and talking about me. And I worry I've got a ladder in my tights, or maybe my earrings don't match, I don't know. She'd walked in, saw people talking about her, and assumed they were being negative. She had absolutely no idea. How do you know, darling? They're not saying, look at her, she looks fantastic. How many times do we do that in meetings and generally in life? We mind read. Do you really know what people are thinking? That's your emotions in this situation. You have got no idea. So taking a mindset of a positive attitude. And assuming people want to speak to you, listen to you, hear about your hotel, your product is huge. You can't fortune tell either. I'm not going to tonight's rendezvous. It's going to be rubbish. That's an attitude. How about it's going to be fantastic? What about generalizing? They always treat me like this. They never do that. Everyone thinks this. You're blaming other people as well. And listen to these words, should, have to, I've got to. Have you? These are just conversations that go on in our brain that can affect our performance. We've got stories, 1,000 stories on the various trips of when mentally these things have really affected my performance. And the Reboot Your Brain area helps you get into different states as well. Practically gives you tips, tools and techniques. We can use music to anchor us. We can use smell. Ladies, gentlemen, who has smelt somebody that reminds them of someone else in the past? What a powerful thing. I've got this idea with meetings mindset. I'm going to send you all little tubs of different smells. And before you come to the conference, you're going to be at home and go, oh, I'm feeling positive. I'm feeling positive. And you're going to come here and go into the toilets where no one can see you. Oh yeah, I'm feeling great. And you've got different colours and I need to feel positive but a little bit more confident. Okay, that's that one. I don't know, maybe it can happen. But music as well. Who can download? I want to, on the website, download MP3s that help you get into a certain state. I want to get you curious about how you've performed in the past. The best way we can learn about the future is to look at the past. That meeting didn't go so well. Don't just assume it's going to be left and the next one will be better. Get curious about what happened here. I didn't prepare. I didn't feel that good. Emotionally, I don't know, interesting. Get curious about what happened before. Why you performed well, why you didn't. Use visualization. Before I left on the bike ride, it was for 3 months. The week before I left, I went to the place we'd be landing back in England. And I stood there on my bike and I saw myself and my colleague Marco cycle off the ferry and come back to Brighton. And I was there for half an hour. And I visualized us. Now this might sound way out for some of you. John, you're telling me to visualize how I'm going to look in a meeting and be? Absolutely. Because athletes a billion times more gifted than I use visualization. Why aren't we? I'm visualizing myself meeting that client I want to meet. I'm looking good. I can see myself interacting. Yeah, I can see what's happening. Brilliant. I'd been to the top of Kilimanjaro 5 times before I actually went there physically. I visualized getting to the top. We can use these. They're mainstream social or behavioral techniques. They're not way out wacky things. Being aware of your emotional state is hugely important. The tools for the job. Moving on. What do you need to learn? I can't tell you or teach you so much. But what I will tell you is it's about meeting people, of course. And understanding how that happens is crucial. Shout out if you agree or disagree. I mean, I did a session yesterday on cross-culture with some of you may have gone. But all these are useful. Yeah? Negotiating. Networking. Influencing people. How do you influence people? In a way that is fair and isn't looked down upon, perhaps. Presentation skills. But I think more than any of these, getting you curious about learning these, and we can't do that now, is literally how to build rapport. How to understand to build rapport. If you can understand the thing that I said before, that your world is just your world, and other people have a completely different experience of this Congress, for example, you are on to a winner. It's your reality. And you've only got a certain number of senses that you can take in what goes on around you. Who can see me? Who can hear me? Can you smell me? I hope not. Or maybe I hope so. And you can feel me by arrangement. Donation to charity. Only certain parts though. And that creates your reality. Some of you think I'm a good speaker, I'm not so good. But the way I smell, what I look like, will automatically give you some preconceived view of me. And that becomes your reality. But there's a filter in there. And that's the thing that we all have differently. We're all seeing the same thing here. These four. This one's different, but these four. Or are we? But it creates your reality. And understanding, to go back to the point, that if you can understand that every one of your customers, everybody in this room, everyone at the conference has different values, experiences things differently, you can then build that rapport that helps you build relationships. These are those gatekeepers, your values, your beliefs. And they're all different. What colour? Let's start with sight. What colour is that?
Blue.
Bugger, that didn't work, did it? Alright, what colour is my shirt?
Black.
Okay, that's supposed to be black. All agree that's black?
Yes.
Okay. How can anyone in this room prove to me that everyone is seeing the same colour? If you can get this, you get everything. We all call it black, yeah? But how do I know that Sam's not seeing a different colour? We just call it black. We know it's the same. In our retinas, we all see something that we call black. But your black might be my red. We don't know. Science can't prove that. Everyone has got a different view of the world, even from a visual perspective. Look at this slide. What do you see? Horses? Stream? Face? How many? Shout out how many you can see. I heard 8. Okay, some people will swear they see 6. They never see any more. There's 12. There are 12. Just trying to practically get you to understand. I've got to move on. But that, we see different things. Just imagine this. Who hates it? Who doesn't mind it? Oh, okay. Me, Mikhail doesn't mind it. Who's right? No one. Just different feeling. Different. The influence or the impact emotionally of what you hear changes. Who's had this disgusting stuff? Mike, what do you think of it?
Disgusting.
Great. This man is right. I know I'm not trying to be black and white, but he's absolutely right. Who loves Marmite? You're mad. Everyone has a different view. I normally bring this, but we haven't got time. Ugh. Why would someone put this black paste that we made in Britain into their mouth? I don't know. The point is, some people love it. We have to understand the different people have different views. Who likes the smell of pollen and grass that's been cut? Who doesn't? I don't. I get hay fever. Who gets hay fever? Yeah, it has a negative impact. I love that. Horse manure smells great. Ooh, that's really earthy. Who doesn't like it? A few? Most of us like roses. Maybe not. I don't know. This is fundamental to understanding the different values that people have. More importantly, is what you feel about your experience. What do you feel about what happens to you? Now, we're all hearing Aerosmith, but who loves it? Yeah. Who makes them feel like rock and roll and sexy and passionate? Yeah! Who can't stand the din of rock and roll? Who doesn't like it? Anyone? Oh, wow, normally you get a few. Some people can't stand that. Their culture maybe affects them. How they've been brought up. They learn the violin. They don't like guitar. Who knows? But these adverts from HSBC at Heathrow Airport are fantastic. I've got some very good friends in the industry in the cruise business. God, I had the worst experience on a cruise ship. Awful. Am I right? No. Who loves camping? Oh, blimey. We're all so... Oh, we're soft in this industry. We all stay at hotels, don't we? Some people love it. Who's right or wrong? Well, this. Who knows? These are award-winning adverts. It's fantastic. What about fun? What's a fun activity? You see somebody doing something that you wouldn't do. Do you say they're stupid, they're wrong? Culturally, and how we communicate with others in this environment is crucial to take what we've just learned into these kind of experiences. You tell a lie to a client. Well, it wasn't a real lie. In my experience, it was just a little bending of the truth. If you lose the trust of a client early on by lying because they see a lie as absolutely black and white, you're going to lose them forever. You'll never get them back. Meeting them 100 times, they'll never actually believe you. Who's got friends? I mean, Chloe and I went to a dinner party a few weeks ago. In the car on the way back, we're saying, how can she fancy him? What does she see in him? Thank God, everyone's got a different view of what's a good partner. And we might not always be in relationships, all of us, all the time. But let me tell you, there's someone out there who loves you. It's always good to know that. Even if you have to pay them. No, I'm joking. And humour, how many people have come unstuck in meetings and conferences, not understanding humour? Rapport building. I'm trying to think of a joke. I won't tell any jokes, I didn't yesterday. I've told jokes and people just gone... Very, very careful. If you're building rapport, in the tools for the job, understanding rapport, above all those ones we looked at the beginning, like networking and memory and all that, this is the most important one. What about the impression that you make? I'm very proud that you've come here, because I know there's a branding session going on, and I wish I could have split my personality. Well, I've got three anyway, but no, gone next door and gone to that, because it's quite interesting. But listen, we're here now, number five. What impression do you make? My designer wanted to do this. I'm not quite sure what he means, but it's about the image that you give. Not just the way you look, but the image. So what things are important? It's okay for you to turn up late, because you've always done that. But if you're dealing with a German, you might have a problem. So we discussed yesterday in the culture tool. Manners, etiquette, style, presentation, hygiene, smelly breath, grooming, getting your nails done. But I do want to focus on the way you look, because whether you like it or not, it's pretty much the first thing you see. Someone walks into a room, you don't know what they're like straight away, you see them. And for this, I need a volunteer. Could I have a gentleman, please? A volunteer. Miguel, okay, come in. This is a mullet. This is a mullet, which is considered in the UK a very unfashionable haircut. I want you to stand here, and I want you to tuck your trousers into your socks. Really, put right in. Like this. Right up, that's it. Really good. Okay, and the other one. I want to see if you can present your company, Miguel, to the audience. Okay, let's just...
All right.
So, Miguel, sell... I say Synaptics, I always say it wrong. Sell your company for 30 seconds to the audience.
We do the best events ever. We're fantastic. We've got lots of style. We have every way to wear and to dress like this. We have excellent hosts. We make everybody interact. We create connections. And it doesn't matter how stupid you look, because I know I look pretty stupid right now. But even if you look worse than that, you're going to do great at our events, and you're going to meet the right people to get your business to go forward.
Well done. Thank you. Would it have been the same with this on? That's a ladies' one. We won't do it now, we haven't got time. It's to make a point. Miguel, how did it feel to be dressed like that, or in that environment, to stand up?
It made it harder than usual.
It made it harder than usual. That's important, but not as important as what you thought. And these people say to me, John, I think you shouldn't concentrate on the way you look so much. It's not important. Well, actually, it shouldn't be important to me. But what should be important is what you think and your customers think. So, it's not an ego thing. It's not a flash-obsessed thing, self-obsessed. It's about the customers. What did you think of Miguel then?
Very bold.
Hmm?
Very bold.
Very bold.
Very brave.
Yeah?
Thank you.
If someone's breath smells, or their nails are long with dirt underneath them, or their shoes don't match, or their shoelace is undone, or it's broken, or lying all over the place. We should be concerned about that, because it's what our customers think. I don't care if people say, I'm not bothered about the way I look. I am what I am. Okay. It's a decision. But in my view, it's not the right one. So these are the areas that we need to consider. Nearly fair now. Lights, camera, action. This is here. What we've been talking about has all been pre-event. It's been preparation. Really, how could I think? How could I look? What are the practical tools I need? Emotionally, how can I feel? What do I want? This is now on site. Bang! The stage is yours. And I've had to put these on a black background, but I want people to look at these and actually do them. Look at this as a timeline. I'm having a shower in the morning, this morning. Clothes on, get my stuff together, get my bag, my spot me, and I go to the door. Stop. I want you to, tomorrow, and I'm going to plant this in your mind, when your hand hits the doorknob of your bedroom tomorrow morning, you're going to remember this, to push some time, create some time between the shower and leaving. And look at this. Getting present. Okay. You can do this in the coffee break or at lunchtime, in the toilet, or wherever you want to be. Okay. My girlfriend's having problems, my dad, my mum, alright, okay. I'm here, I'm in Malaga. I'm not going to look at two watches. I'm going to leave that to one side. I'm here. I know why I'm here. Today. And I'm aware of my goals. I'm aware of my emotions. I know what I want. Okay. I'm not feeling great. Okay. I'm going to put that iPod on and get some music. Okay. It's going to make me feel good. I'm going to smell my girlfriend's perfume or my wife's perfume or my husband or my boyfriend. I'm going to stop. I'm not going to rush around like we all do, go mad. I'm going to stop. And throughout the day, I'm going to create some me time. Okay, at lunchtime, I've got 5 minutes. Women, it's easier for you. You've got closets in the toilet. We haven't. But you can get some private time, emotionally. Yeah, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm feeling all right. And then review and preview. After your 18 drinks in the evening, when you stagger into your room, before you fall asleep, stop. What went well? In Torino last year, I had a meeting that was the worst meeting I've ever had. It lasted 3 minutes. I was babbling, nervous, unconfident. And I went home and I thought, that's crap, John. And I decided to put it right the next day. And I was so happy because I went up to this woman and I spoke to her again. And I felt much more confident. Because I stopped, I got curious. And I gave myself time to think about my performance. There's so much more in this, but we haven't got time. But on-site, bringing it all together is hugely important when the stage is yours. And the final one is reaping the rewards. We asked, what do you want? Well, what did you do? I mentioned at the beginning. I don't know about you, but the emotion, the connection of this, as I get back to the office, each day, it just goes down and down. Meet different. If I don't follow up on my meet different contacts soon, I'll forget where I met them, what we said. I've got to do it the next couple of days. There's an American TV program called The First 48, which is about solving a crime in 48 hours. I think for us it's the same. We've got 2 days. From the moment you met somebody, not from the moment you get home. You may have met somebody last night. It's too late to email them or contact them next week. You've got very little time to reap the rewards. And there's other elements of this that we can't go into so much. But it's about post-event advice. So what have we gone? We've gone through targets, nutrition and health, exercise, emotions, the tools for the job, the right brand image, doing things on site, and very quickly looking at what we can do afterwards in that model. I'm launching this at IMEX. I'm interested, not necessarily now because of time, but your feedback. I don't know if it's useful. I think it could be. I think there's potential here to create characters. I've got a cartoon character, like a superhero, for each area. And you'll meet them at IMEX. And I want them to become the personalities behind this project. I hope it's been useful. I think I've been asked to do your spot me. You will get a survey. Please do feed that back to MPI. They need to know if this is useful and this is the kind of area you're interested in. I'm just about on time. Thank you for coming this morning and have a great Congress. Thank you.